This Bellator 206 preview is brought to you by First Row Collectibles. Head on over to firstrow.ca and use the promo code FNP for free shipping on your order today. We're also brought to you by Sisu Mouthguards, definitely the best mouthguard out there on the market. Head on over to their website, it's sisuguard.com, and use the promo code FNP10 for 10% off your order today.
Ladies and gentlemen, recorded in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. It's time for the Fight Night Picks podcast with your host, Craig Allen.
It is Wednesday, September 26th. Welcome to another episode of Fight Night Picks. I'm your host, Craig Allen, and what we're going to do today is a Bellator 206 preview show. We've got two really great guests, so let's get right into it. All right, and welcome to another episode of Fight Night Picks. I'm your host, Craig Allen, and like I said in the intro, we're going to do a Bellator 206 preview show. So today, I'm joined by two really great guests. Spoke with them last week. We have Leandro Higo, who's set to take on surging prospect Aaron Pico. We're also set to be joined by Andre Koroshkov, and Andre and I spoke about his trilogy fight against Douglas Lima. You know, each guy split at one apiece, both former welterweight champs, so really excited to talk to Andre Koroshkov and share that interview with you guys. You know, there's a lot of big fights on this card, and after the interviews, I'll preview, two really interesting prelim fights, two fights that I think should have been added to the main card. I've got some question marks about the main card as well that I'll bring up later on. And just a reminder, the Bellator app, you can watch the prelims on the app and the website. They start at 7 p.m. Eastern, whereas the main card, this is the first card exclusively on DAZN. I subscribed here in Canada. It's available for $19.99 a month up here in Canada. It's available for $9.99 in the States. And the reason being for the difference in price, up here in Canada, we get the NFL Network, MLB Network. You get some KHL games, some golf, as well as the Matchroom Boxing in the States. From what I believe and from what I've seen, you get Matchroom Boxing, you get Bellator. So far for me, it's been a really good deal. I've had a chance to watch some of the baseball, some of the football, and I watched last week's Bellator 205. On DAZN, and the broadcast was great. I mean, there were no commercials like the Paramount Network. It was a really good dynamic. They had a lot of good graphics, and I really enjoyed it. So I would encourage you to go out there, make the switch to DAZN. I'm not being paid to say this, but I really enjoyed it. So from my perspective, it was really good. So let's get right into it. We'll have the conversation with Andre Koroshkov, and then we'll speak with Leandro Higo, and then I'll get right into my breakdowns. We're going back to the classic Fight Night Picks, kind of way of doing things, and I'm going to get deep into this card. So let's have a conversation with Andre Koroshkov. Andre, you're taking on Douglas Lima for the third time. You're obviously quite familiar with him. What adjustments have you made in your game to get the win at Bellator 206?
I wouldn't say that we did any significant changes in preparation, because my two previous fights, the preparation was absolutely fine. So I was able to beat him the first time, and so this time the preparation would be, it's pretty much the same. Of course, you have some surprises for him, which I'm not going to tell you. It's a secret. I think you'll be quite surprised and entertained.
This welterweight Grand Prix is full of talented fighters, and you're up against one of the toughest opponents in the tournament. What would a win over Douglas Lima mean for you?
I think I would go ahead and say that Bellator put two of the best, the strongest fighters right there in the first fight of this 8-man tournament. And we are facing each other. So winning this fight would mean a lot to me, because, as you know, I lost the previous fight against Douglas. So beating him is everything for me.
As far as the main event is concerned at Bellator 206, you have welterweight champion Rory McDonald taking on Gegard Mousasi. Who do you think has the edge in that fight, McDonald or Mousasi?
I think Gegard Mousasi has much more chances to win this fight. The reason is because that's his natural weight. He's been competing as middleweight forever. he's a welterweight. So I don't know if probably it's going to be his first time fighting as the middleweight after the long time competing as a welterweight. So and even though Rory won't have to cut as much weight, and that would be, you know, get easier for his body. At the same time, I'm not sure if he's ready to compete at this level, because he's going to fight the champion right away at middleweight. And Gegard Mousasi is a very good fighter. He's a very high level fighter. So I think that Gegard has a much better chances to win this fight just because he's more used to this weight.
For sure. My last question, with the UFC making their debut in Russia last weekend, are you hoping that Bellator will also host cards in Russia?
Of course, I would love it. I would love it if this would ever happen, and I hope it will happen.
Awesome, guys. Thanks so much, Andre. Thanks so much, Alexei, and good luck with the week leading up to the fight.
Yeah, thank you, Greg.
Thanks. Really want to thank Andre Koroshkov and translator Alexei for joining me last week. It was great talking to them, trying to get an idea of, you know, how Andre is going to step into this matchup. You know, these guys have a rivalry dating back quite a while. Both former champs, you know, looking to close the book on the trilogy. I put up an article last week, you know, detailing Andre Koroshkov, the conversation I had with him, as well as, you know, his preparations getting ready for this fight. But I'm telling you, this is going to be one of the most competitive fights of the year. This is can't miss TV. I mean, I can understand, you know, some people don't have the opportunity to watch with the Zone. I think the deal with the Zone's ultimately a positive thing because you're going to see more of an influx of talent. We've already seen Lyoto Machida joining. We've already seen a new Hawaiian card coming up. We've got a card in Israel. We have 24 UK and Ireland-based fighters joining, you know, the Bellator roster. I mean, only good things can come from this. So This first card kicking it off in Bellator's hometown of San Jose, I think only good things can come of it. And this fight, to start off the welterweight Grand Prix, I think one of these two guys, depending on which guy wins, and I'll give you my preview coming up later on, but no matter who wins this fight, the person that does win, they're going to move forward and fight for the title. And I think, you know, ultimately, as the welterweight Grand Prix kind of shakes out, I think it's going to end up being either Koroshkov and Lima taking on Rory McDonald. And that is to say, if Rory McDonald sticks around in the welterweight Grand Prix. And again, I'll give you my preview of the middleweight championship fight, which is also your main event of Bellator 206, coming up later on. So before I get moving any further, I'd like to shout out my sponsors, First Row Collectibles and Sisu Mouthguards. So if you head on over to firstrow.ca, they're a collectibles memorabilia company out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, up here in Canada. So to our American listeners, keep in mind, you're going to be saving roughly 24-25% if you make an order with First Row. And if you head on over to their website right now, firstrow.ca, they've got plenty of hockey cards, baseball cards, old wrestling memorabilia, MMA memorabilia and signed pictures and whatnot. There's old issues of Sports Illustrated. There's so many great things over there. I had a conversation with the owner, Curtis Housen, quite a while ago, back in one of the first episodes. So if you head on over to First Row, you're going to find some neat items. Use the promo code FNP or receive free shipping on your order. And like I said, to all the American listeners out there, you're going to be saving roughly 25% on your order today. We're also brought to you by Sisu Mouthguards. I've had a Sisu Mouthguard for a number of years now. Reached out to them quite a while ago. And no word of a lie, the one game of hockey that I didn't wear my mouthguard, I lost one of my front teeth. It cost me a lot of time away from work. It cost me roughly $1,000 in, you know, time spent away, but as well, getting a crown put on my front tooth, and yeah, it was just a pain. So make sure you wear your mouth guard. Head on over to their website. It's sisuguard.com. Use promo code FNP10 for 10% off your order. And from June of this year until June of next year, the sale of every junior and aero style yellow mouth guard will be 10% will be donated to Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation, which is a National Childhood Cancer Research Center in the States. A foundation that, you know, I'm definitely putting Fight Night Picks behind. You know, it's really important. Everybody out there, I'm sure, has had a loved one go through, you know, some sort of cancer treatment. So for me, it's really important. So make sure you head on over to sisuguard.com. You're buying a yellow mouth guard, arrow or junior style. Use the promo code FNP10 for 10% off your order. And that again, it's Sisu mouth guards, and they're really thin. They're great boil and bite mouth guards. They have a $32,000 1-year dental warranty. If you incur, you know, any damage while you're wearing the mouth guard, it's definitely a great product for sure. So let's move on. I had a conversation with Leandro Higo. He's challenged for the Bantamweight title in Bellator. He's former LFA, RFA champ, dating back to before he joined the promotion. And so Leandro Higo and I, we talked about his matchup coming up with Aaron Pico. It's another one of those fights. It's can't miss TV. It's going to be a featherweight for Higo. You know, he's moving up from Bantamweight. We're going to talk a little bit about that because there is a little bit of conflict of interest heading into the featherweight division. So without further ado, let's get into the conversation with Leandro Higo. Leandro, you're taking on a hot prospect in Aaron Pico, who's shown improvements in his striking since losing his MMA debut. Are there any weaknesses in his game that you plan on capitalizing on?
Pico has been a bit impressive lately, but he didn't fight anyone who was really in opposition to him. On the only fight that he got hit, he was left. So we can see that his team isn't the best. Doesn't seem like he takes it well to taking shots. He doesn't absorb them well. And that's one big flaw to have in an MMA fight. And also his ground game. We know he has wrestling. We know he has boxing. But he has several holds in his striking. He doesn't seem to have any good jiu-jitsu as well. So I'm planning to test him on his weaknesses, which is I may test his chin, but I'm also looking forward to showing the difference in our ground game.
Where do you think a win over Aaron Pico puts you in title contention in the featherweight division?
I think that after I beat Pico, it will sure put my name very high. A lot of people know about me because it has a lot of presence in the media and U.S. But realistically, I see myself as a top five featherweight and talent-wise. But the belt that I'm looking for is the one in my division, featherweight. I plan to be fighting both divisions because I want to be very active. And I know it's harder for Bellator to get me fights at featherweight. So my plan is to do one fight at featherweight, another at featherweight until I get the belt, be alternating the divisions. And in the future, we'll see what happens, but I would love to be a two-division champion. Right now, Patrice is the champion, so I don't think about fighting him. But we never know how long he's going to be in that division, if he's going to move up, or perhaps he may want to move down as well, and focus on other types of fights, and the opportunity would come for me.
So you had a chance to take on Darren Caldwell for the belt back in May, and it didn't go your way. But do you think Darren Caldwell is going to stick around in the bantamweight division or move up permanently to featherweight?
I think he'll eventually move up, but he will still try to defend his belt. And I hope I'm the one to challenge him. I don't see him moving up that quickly to featherweight within a year. So I want to be in position to fight him again within a year and get the belt for him before he moves up for good.
So like I said in the intro, pretty interesting stuff there. I mean, Leandro Higo, he wants to move up into featherweight. He's taken on a really tough test in Aaron Pico, who's obviously teammates with AJ McKee, who got the win in the main event, Bellator 205. Crazy knockout win. Most likely, I think he's going to be able to get a title shot in featherweight. Going to be competing, I guess, with his teammate there in Pico. But Leandro Higo, he's going to be, taking the fight here at featherweight. Doesn't have any real intentions of fighting for the belt anytime soon. Just because, his coach, his mentor, Patricio Pitbull, is the champ at featherweight. So, interesting stuff. You're going to want to watch out for that. I mean, Leandro Higo has fought against Eduardo Dantes, former champ. That was his first fight in Bellator. Lost in that fight. Took a fight. And then he fought Darren Caldwell again, for the belt, for the bantamweight belt, and got the loss there earlier on this year. So it'll be really interesting to see if he sticks at featherweight, if he moves back down to bantamweight. He claims he wants to move down to bantamweight. So with that, concludes our interviews. I'm going to get right into the Bellator 206 preview. So like I said, there's two prelim fights that really interest me. Two fights that, I think they should be featured on the main card, and they surely should be. It makes a lot of sense, but I'm sure the prelims to try and entice viewers to hop on over, purchase that DAZN subscription. So the first one, so it's a second to last prelim on the Bellator prelims. Like I said, you can catch them on the app, you can catch them on the website. It's between 3-1 Amber Leibrock taking on 10-7 Arlene Blenko. And you might say, well, Craig, why would you suggest that fight to me? Well, the American Leibrock, she stands at 5'11 compared to Blenko's 5'5. She's got a combined, now this is Leibrock, she's got a combined record of 6-1 as a pro and amateur with wins over Pam Sorensen. Fans might recognize Pam Sorensen from King of the Cage. She also fought in Invicta. She's got a win over Jessica Rose Clark, as does Blenko, but that's Pam Sorensen. And Leibrock, she won her Bellator debut back in May against Janae Harding. And fans, they might also recognize Leibrock because, she, like I said, she fought in Invicta and she had a loss in 2016 to Megan Anderson. So, kind of, you know, interesting stuff. I think she's a great fighter for Bellator to have picked up. I think Leibrock actually has, you know, a lot of potential. But she's taken on Arlene Blenko, who's in her second stint in Bellator. She's fought the champ Julia Budd twice. Once for the title in 2016. And then her last fight was actually a title loss, or a title challenge, rather, against Budd last December. And she only lost by split decision. So expect this to be a really competitive featherweight matchup in a traditionally weak division. And this fight ultimately could determine a future title challenger. And I think Bellator is going to put a push behind Leibrock. She hasn't competed previously for the title, and she's got the size and experience to possibly do so. Now, I don't think she's going to be able to get the title from Julia Budd if she were to fight her, but I think, you know, there's a lot of different matchmaking and storytelling that you can make with a matchup against Amber Leibrock and Julia Budd. So I expect Leibrock to get the win in this, but I don't understand why this wasn't put on the main card, and I'll explain once I get in the main card analysis. And the last fight that's on the prelims, should be on the main card. You've got San Jose's own 10-2 Adam Piccolotti. He's taken on 29 James Intensity Terry. And I mean, Piccolotti, he was unstoppable to begin his career. He went 9-0 with wins over Bellator vets Ray Wood and Brandon Gertz before running into the likes of Goti Yamauchi and David Rickles. So he had a main card slot back in May. He was able to pick up, he was on that two-fight skid, was able to pick up the win over 7-0 Carrington Banks, and he won by first round rear naked choke. And he's taken on a guy that I caution you to want to pick to win. I mean, records can be deceiving, especially in spots like this in Bellator. 29 James Terry. So I feel like this is kind of a similar matchup to what Ed Ruth had against Andy Murad back at Bellator 201 in June. Murad was 16-2 going into the fight, but he didn't mount much, an offense against Ed Ruth. And you can say, well, Ed Ruth is a super prospect, Craig. You know, stay in your lane. But at the same time, you know, Adam Piccolotti, he's one of those really good sneaky fighters that Bellator has on the roster. And if you look at, you know, Terry, he's got 10 knockouts, he's got 10 decision wins, he's been submitted in 3 of 9 losses. He's fought some bigger names in Bellator and Strikeforce, including Tarek Safadine. He's fought Nashawn Burrell, Bobby Green, but they're all losses, and he's currently riding a four-fight win streak. They're all decisions, but I mean, I expect Piccolotti to represent AKA, the gym that he trains at well. I think he's going to be able to pick up the hometown win, and I expect him to be on a main card again sometime soon. So let's move over to the main card. It's a great one. It's, like I said, the first DAZN exclusive. So there's a new fight that just got added to the main card. So you've got two featherweights, 3-1 Gaston Bolaños, and he's taken on, you know, a Bellator newcomer. And you probably never heard of him before, but he's 4-2, Isidro Gutierrez. And I mean, so there's limited experience for both Californians, but there's plenty of upside adding this to the main card. So Bolaños, his nickname's the Dream Killer. And he's only ever stepped foot as a pro in a cage in Bellator. His only loss has come by submission. He's got 3 wins by first round knockout. And if you go back and you look and watch his fight against Rick Gutierrez, where he knocked him out with a spinning elbow, I mean, some considered it knockout of the year. It was featured on SportsCenter's top 10 right after Bellator 189. Gutierrez slipped the left. He threw it. Bolaños kind of ducked, and then he came up and he went low to hit the spinning elbow. It was awesome. It knocked poor Gutierrez straight out. So it's a tough test for Isidro Gutierrez to come in making his Bellator debut. Like I said, he's sitting at 4-2. He's coming off a split decision win at Dragon House 29 back in July. It should be an electric stand-up fight. I mean, I'm looking for a lot more excited from Bolaños, and I think this is a guy that Bellator is really trying to get behind. Like I said, both guys are from California, and you have that highlight reel knockout of the year from Bolaños in his last outing at Bellator 189 that he had. So yeah, look forward to more fireworks in this fight, and I'm sure that's why it was added to kick off the main card here at Bellator 206. So your next fight on the main card, you might recognize the last name, and I think that's kind of what Bellator was going for, is you got 2-0 Carrie Melendez set to take on a question mark in Dakota Zimmerman. So Melendez, she's wife of Gilbert Melendez, won her last fight at Bellator 201 in June over Tiani Valle, and she won by first round rear naked choke. And she won her lone previous fight before that in 2016 by first round TKO. She's taken on Dakota Zimmerman, who's won two amateur bouts at Shamrock FC, but this is going to be her first fight in over 2 years. So I'm not really sure how this fight made the main card over Blenko and Laybrock. And I mean, if you know why, let me know. Hit me up, Craig Allen FNP, on Instagram, on Twitter. I don't really see how this is a main card fight. You've got somebody who's making their pro debut against someone who's 2-0, fights spread out over 2 years, whereas you've got a potential featherweight title contender on the prelims. I mean, I'm assuming possibly it could be to try and get people to buy into DAZN some more, but I don't see this as an enticing fight for somebody to pick up the subscription. So with that, I'm going to move forward. The third fight on the main card is a barn burner between, you know, podcast guest, former LFA, RFA champ, and Bellator Bantamweight challenger, Leandro Higo, who's taken on that super prospect in Aaron Pico. And I'm going to have a different opinion on this fight than I think most people will have. And the odds actually have Pico as a quite heavy favorite. Leandro Higo's right now around a plus 325. Higo's taking this fight at featherweight, like I said, kind of almost out of necessity. And in the interview, he said he wants another title shot against Darren Caldwell, and he wants the belt at bantamweight. He doesn't want to challenge his friend and mentor Patricio for the title at 145. So Pico, of course, he lost his Bellator debut, but he quickly won three straight. He trains at Team Body Shop, like I said, with AJ McKee, Baby Slice, among others. There's a bevy of training partners under 155 pounds for Aaron Pico to train with. I expect Aaron Pico to use that wrestling. I know AJ McKee talked on the podcast last week about the golden gloves and different accolades for Aaron Pico, but his bread and butter is his wrestling. I expect for him to get the win, he's going to want to do that and try and replicate the success that Darren Caldwell had earlier this year against Leandro Higo. Now, it's the toughest test yet for Aaron Pico, and that's why I'm taking Leandro Higo to win. He's 18-4, and he's a former champ for a reason. Now, Pico's impressed with consecutive body shot knockouts, and he got a TKO win in his last fight, but that was against guys like Shane Crutchton, who was coming off a two-year layoff, and Justin Lin, who hadn't fought since his fight against Pico, and he's got a 7-4 record overall. So I'm expecting Leandro Higo to be dynamic on the feet. He's going to be able to get the win. He's going to be able to move in and out a lot easier than some of the guys that Aaron Pico's taken on in the past. And like I said, appreciate the interview with Higo and translator Mateus Aquino, who he joined us as well when I spoke with Patricky Pitbull last week. But yeah, I've got Higo in this fight simply because I think he's going to be a more dynamic striker. He's going to be the toughest test that Pico's taken on yet. And I think it's going to be another building block for Pico, on his way to a title shot. But I don't think he's going to be able to get the win here at Bellator 206. The next fight is my favorite fight of the year. I'm not lying. It's the trilogy fight between former champs 21-2 Andrei Koroshkov and 29-7 Douglas Lima. Opening fight of the welterweight Grand Prix between arguably two of the top contenders. You know, Lima, it's his first fight since losing the belt in a war against Rory McDonald back in January. It was the same night as UFC 220, and I didn't have a chance to watch Bellator live that night. I was actually in the stands for 220, so I got back, I watched the fight. Man, it was crazy. Those guys, they both went at it, and expect nothing less in this fight. Koroshkov, he's had a tune-up fight at Bellator 203 against a bit of a jobber in Vaso Bakasevic, and he won by impressive spinning body kick knockout. Now, these guys would arguably slot into the UFC's top 10, if not top 5 welterweight rankings. I'm not making that up. I mean, if you're not a Bellator fan and you made it this far into the podcast, be sure to catch this fight. These guys are no joke. I mean, Koroshkov's spinning attacks, not just his kicks, but his elbows and his fists, combined with his striking speed, make him a lethal threat on the feet as well. Douglas Lima's got a great stand-up game. He's got a great ground game. If you look into Lima's record, he's got 13 wins by knockout, 11 by submission. Both these guys last fought in 2016, and Lima won by third round knockout. Before that, Koroshkov won the first matchup by decision, winning the belt from Lima. I mean, I'm so invested into this fight. I had a chance to talk to Andrei Koroshkov. I watched so much tape. It's so tough for me to predict. And again, this is one of those fights. I want you to tell me what you think. Send me a message at Craig Allen FNP, whether it's on Instagram, if it's on Twitter, reach out to me on YouTube, iTunes, wherever you want. Just let me know what you're thinking about this fight, because as far as the odds are concerned, Lima right now is the underdog at plus 110, but it's really, really close. I mean, I can't pick a winner in this one. These guys are just so evenly matched. It's going to be a great fight, and I'm really looking forward to it. Your co-main event. I had to look up what this was called. It's called a tetralogy between Quentin Rampage Jackson and Wanderlei Silva. And the beef between these two guys goes back to 2003. Silva owns the series 2-1. I mean, both fighters, their last fights are losses to Chael Sonnen. And Wanderlei hasn't fought since Bellator NYC. That was the main event there against Sonnen, and lost by decision. Rampage lost to Chael Sonnen in the opening round of the Bellator Heavyweight Grand Prix way back at the start of the year. So these guys are kind of starting from scratch. Now, there's been a lot of comparison. A lot of people threw out these things on Twitter. They said, well, this is going to be a fight like Data 5000 Kimbo Slice. This is going to be as bad as Chuck Tito 3. Well, I can compare this to Chuck Tito 3 because I actually think Chuck Tito 3 and this fight are going to be competitive in this aspect. Chuck Tito 3 is going to go this way. Tito Ortiz has been, you know, more active, continues to train at Ruka Sport with Jason Perillo. He's a wrestling coach for a lot of fighters there. They've got RDA, they had Bisping, they've got Chris Cyborg. So, you know, Tito's been active. I think what he's going to be able to do in that fight, he's going to mount a ground-and-pound offense. His takedowns are going to be heavy. He's going to be able to take Chuck down. Mind you, Chuck has a wrestling background going back to college, but he never used it in the UFC. He's not going to use it here. He's had way too long of a layoff, and Tito's going to be able to capitalize. Same thing goes for this fight. Wanderlei Silva's moving up to heavyweight. He's told us on the media call he's going to weigh between 220 and 225 pounds. Rampage has fought at heavyweight against King Mo and Chael Sonnen. They were losses, but still, you know, Rampage is going to be the bigger fighter in this, and that's what's going to pay off. He's going to be able to get the early round TKO by ground and pound. He's going to use that wrestling. He's going to even up the series. And cross your fingers, we're not going to have to see a fifth matchup. Main event for Bellator 206 is a super fight between Bellator middleweight champ, Gegard Mousasi, taking on the welterweight champ Rory McDonald. Ty O'Keefe and I have covered this fight top to bottom before on Dialogue. I've talked to a lot of different people about this fight. It never would have happened in the UFC, and I'm so glad that it can happen here in Bellator. I'm really looking forward to this fight. I mean, these guys are both so evenly matched. Mousasi's riding a 7-fight win streak. Rory moved over to Bellator, beat Paul Daly, and then Douglas Lima to become Bellator champ. I have a feeling I picked Rory McDonald to win this fight. I think striking's going to be the difference. They're both great strikers. I would argue that Gegard has a better ground game, and he's a couple inches taller. He's going to have a little bit more weight. Rory McDonald talked about it on the Bellator media call, and he said, I'm weighing, you know, roughly 190 pounds, not going to have to cut too much for this fight. He's enjoyed it, which kind of makes me wonder. He enjoys it so much. Is he going to be one of those fighters that sticks around at middleweight, doesn't even bother with the welterweight Grand Prix, and we see somebody else crowned welterweight champ? I don't think he's going to be a champ. I think he's going to win this belt over Gegard Mousasi. I think he's going to stick it out in middleweight, and he's going to either fight Rafael Lovato Jr., who just beat John Salter at Bellator 205, or he's going to be fighting the winner of Rafael Carvalho and Lyoto Machida, which is set for December at Bellator Hawaii. So with that, that's the Bellator 206 preview. I think in your main event, you're going to have Rory McDonald step away victorious. I think he's going to win the fight. If not by late round TKO standing, I think he's going to win a decision. I've got Rampage Jackson to win by early round TKO ground and pound over Wanderlei Silva. It's heads or tails for me with Andre Koroshkov, Douglas Lima. I don't want to see either guy lose. It's going to be, you know, one of the best fights of this year. It's really too tough to call for me. So let me know what you think about that one. We've got Leandro Higo, Aaron Pico. I'm taking Higo in that fight. You've got Kerry Melendez, Dakota Zimmerman. I don't think I gave my pick earlier. I was just kind of salty about the fact that that's on the main card and Blenko Laybrock isn't. So I've got Kerry Melendez to win that one. You've got the fight between Gaston Bolaños taking on Isidro Gutierrez. I've got Bolaños as well. The other two that I previewed, Adam Piccolotti, James Terry. Expect Piccolotti to get the win at home. And for Amber Laybrock, Laybrock's going to be winning that fight on the prelims. So that just about does for this episode of Fight Night Picks. I'd like to thank my sponsors, First Row Collectibles, as well as Sisu Mouthguard. Make sure you check them out as well as the content that I have on YouTube. You can check me out on Twitter at Craig Allen FNP, on Instagram. It's the same as well as on Facebook. Fight Night Picks, you know, lots of new content coming out on the website. I'm really glad to announce Blake Woolard. He's going to be joining us. He's going to be writing some content on the website as well. Ty O'Keefe's going to be joining us with some content on the website. So we've got some new people writing. Lots of exciting stuff coming out from Fight Night Picks this week. Really excited for Bellator 206 on Saturday. Like I said, you can catch the prelims on the app. That starts at 7 o'clock Eastern. You can also catch the main card on DAZN. It's the first DAZN exclusive, and that starts at 10 p.m. Eastern. So we'll catch you later. I'm going to be hosting some live shows. And don't forget to subscribe on YouTube, as well as on iTunes, Stitcher, and various other podcatchers. But on YouTube, I'm running a contest giving away a signed Ally Kinta card. So make sure you subscribe to the content on YouTube, and we'll catch you later with more content.